Now that we're out of the winter months and out of, you know, the holiday season, and you look ahead toward this spring, what are some of the big events coming up at Wendell this year?
Oh, my gosh. We're getting ready to hit a big, busy time, of course, with spring weather, and there's a lot of exciting things happening. One of my favorites is coming up in March is Princesses in the Park, and it's the cutest thing. All these little girls come. I mean, dozens and dozens of little girls. And we have some princesses that come and sing with them and teach them princess rules and how to do things and stuff like that and take photographs, and it's just the cutest, sweetest thing ever. There's always two or three little boys there dressed up like Batman or Ninja Mutant Turtles. You can tell they got dragged with their sisters. But they hang in there and have fun with it, too, and they're really cute and fun, too. So that's coming up in March. And then we're also having Arbor Day in March, which is real important to us. We've been a tree city for many, many years, and we plant trees and have some educational programming about trees and that kind of thing. And then our Wendell Market is returning in April. And that's great. It's a great place. It's right in the middle of our downtown. It's a place that you can shop as artisan gifts and foods and all kinds of things. And you can wander around and shop and kind of get to know our downtown and pick up some things that you might need. We're also getting ready to have Jake May opening day in April. That's the beginning of our opening day for baseball. And we're a big baseball town here in addition to other sports and programming that we have. So we're having that. There's ball games all day long and photographs and all kinds of fun kid things, family friendly. And then in May, Public Safety Day, where you get to meet all of our first responders and police and fire trucks, and they're all lined up downtown, and there's free hot dogs, and I just live a couple blocks from it, and it's so funny. All morning long, I can hear sirens and horns and things like that, and the little kids can crawl all through the fire trucks and see ambulances, and there's different ones there every year, so it's always a fun thing to go every single year and see that. Another favorite is the ProTown BMX show is coming up in May, and that is the ProTown BMX are the group of men, and they've been to all kinds of X Games and all kinds of things, and they travel all over the world, and they come here and do a show on a Saturday. They do two shows. And then after each show, they have bikes and helmets and safety gear that they will loan you for your child if they don't have their own. And they have little tiny ramps and things that they let them jump. Certainly nothing like the big, big, big tall ones that they do. But that's a lot of fun. And then, of course, we're having fireworks on July 2nd at our community park. In April, our downtown concert series is starting, and it'll be in April, May, June, and September. So our track out camps are starting. Our community garden is starting. We have a lot of stuff going on in Wendell. It's exciting here.
It certainly sounds like it, Mayor. And I imagine that your town is much like the rest of Wake County, growing at a really rapid rate. How do you manage all the growth and all the people that are moving into Wendell?
Absolutely, we're growing, which is one of the reasons, that I think a lot of this programming that I just mentioned is important, because it's quality of life things, and for new residents and ones who've been here for a long, long time. So it serves all of us and all of our residents very well. We are growing, though. Our facilities are growing. We have, we're adding staff constantly. When I first got on the town board, gosh, 15 years ago, we had about 6,000 residents, and now we've got about 20,000. That's a pretty big jump, but we were ready for it. We've been planning, preparing for it, and preparing for even more. Wake County is growing, and I can't put a lot of people would rather Wendell not change, but I think if we can change and change in a smart way that enhances our lives, that is a positive thing, because we can't stop it. I can't put a bubble around us and keep it away. But we can do great things with the growth that we have, and that's what we're trying to do.
Mayor, as I let you go, give me kind of a overview highlight. Why is Wendell such a great place to be?
Well, you know I'm biased.
Yeah, sure.
Wendell is a great place to be. We're still a small town. We have a downtown. In fact, we're getting ready to do a little streetscape improvement down there that's needed to improve some sidewalks and connectivity and things. But it's a small town. I looked outside 5 minutes ago, and there was a lady walking by with a stroller and a little kid behind her on a little bike, and it's very safe to do that. We're a small town. They may have been walking downtown to get something to eat or to the library for some programming, we live like small town people here. And that's very attractive, and we're working very hard to hold on to that. Our motto years ago, and I think it still is, I think we, you know, we don't use it like we used to with small town, big charm. We're a small town, but we do a lot of big things here. So, you know, the programming, the events that I listed and things like that, you know, we're, like I said, a baseball town. We're Americana here. So we want you to come visit. Everyone, please come visit us because it's a nice town. It's a nice community. Everyone knows everyone. It's very safe. It's walkable. And you can get just about everything you want to do here. You can get most of it here.
That's great stuff. Wendell Mayer, Virginia Gray Mayer, thanks so much for the time as always this morning. I look forward to visiting with you and visiting Wendell real soon.
Thank you for having me.